So let's see how robotically trained you are as Catholics. Lift up your hearts. That line that we'll hear here shortly in the liturgy, actually one of the oldest lines that we still use verbatim within the current Mass. It's that part of the liturgy, the dialogue of the preface, comes from Hippolytus in about 250, and we virtually it's maintained exactly as we had it from about 250 until now. But that line right there, lift up your hearts, we lift them up to the Lord, I think is a wonderful way to see this feast today. And the incredible call for us as Christians on the Feast of the Ascension. So obviously on its basic level, this feast is about Jesus' destiny to be seated at the right hand of God. And that at the end of these 40 days after the resurrection, he ascended in front of his disciples up to heaven. And if you're like me, it would have been a cool scene to be there, to see this incredible levitation. And when I was a young lad, I was obsessed with levitation. If there was any spiritual gift I wanted to have from the saints, it was the ability to levitate. And so I would study, I don't know if you remember this illusionist, I think they call him, David Blaine. And he could trick people into believing he was levitating. I used to study his videos so that I could learn to levitate. Of course, this is different than what Jesus does, who's ascended, right? He's lifted up by our Heavenly Father to glory. But so at its basic level, this feast is about Jesus' destiny, and therefore, in Jesus, our destiny as well in heaven. And so we look forward to that in hope. But as a metaphor, the ascension is a wonderful way to see our mission as Christians, that we are called to be lifted up by God and therefore to rise above the things that trouble us and to bring others up with us, right? That we are called as Christians to rise above the fray, to not settle for mediocrity, right? To not go down into the muck, to ascend and not to descend. To be lifted up and therefore to lift others up. To transcend ourselves. To get bigger and to magnify ourselves, therefore we can magnify others. It's actually one of the images I love about the windows here at this church. One of the great parts, I think, of the design here is that these windows are meant to symbolize that at the bottom, right, there's a ton of clutter and busyness and lack of clarity. Right? But as one ascends up the windows, right, as one reaches up to the heavens, there's incredible clarity. There's peace. When one rises up, right, above the muck that sometimes we live in, one experiences the peace. And then we can draw others up into that peace. And friends, I think sometimes we shrink instead of rise. We descend instead of ascend. We wither instead of lifting up and helping others to lift up. I wrote down a few things, I guess, in my own life in which I think I choose to shrink instead of ascending. And maybe it can serve a little bit for us this morning as a reflection. Think of the times we shrink with gossip. And that instead of using our words to lift people up, instead we use them to tear people down. Think of the times that we shrink with regard to the truth, and that instead of dealing with consequences we deserve and being comfortable with who we are, we stretch or compromise the truth for our own protection or to exaggerate who we are. Think of the times we shrink with how we objectify others. And that instead of treating them as people in need of being lifted up and magnified, we see them as merely objects for our use or for our gratification. Think of the times we shrink with our selfishness. That instead of living for others and their growth, we are content to live comfortably inside our own egos. Think of the times we shrink by being a victim. That instead of rising above our struggles and crosses, we wallow in self-pity and try to bring other people down in misery with us. Think of the times we shrink with regard to pride. And that instead of seeing others' views as possibly benefiting and enriching our own, we are closed off to others and content to live in the air of our own superiority. Think of the times we shrink in resentment, that instead of letting go of past hurts and moving on, we wish bad things to befall our enemies. Think of the times, finally, we shrink in jealousy, and that instead of rejoicing in the gifts of others, we envy them and thus blind ourselves to the goodness in our own lives. Friends, these are just a few examples. I think we could enumerate many more if we put our heads together and our lives together. But various ways in which I think we shrink instead of living the message of this feast today, which is to rise up, which is to be lifted up with Jesus so that we can lift others up. Times where we wither and cower instead of letting God pick us up and lift us up. We come here every week and we hear those words, lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And we're called to make that our way of life. That having been lifted up by God every week in this Mass, by His grace and by the Eucharist, we are called to leave these doors and move into the world so that we can lift others up. So that we can help them to ascend with Jesus, not with some kind of sanctimony or holier-than-thou posture, but one which says, I want the betterment of the people that I encounter, just like I want them to help me and to lift me up in my own life. So friends, let's try it again. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
As we pray that prayer here in a few moments, let's commit ourselves to living the ascension. Not just the hope for the future destiny of us along with Jesus in heaven, and we do hope for that, but living the truth of the ascension, which is that as Christians we are called to live above the fray of the world, to ascend, to lift people up, not to descend into the muck and to settle for mediocrity, but to live above the fray. And we're called that as Jesus and God lift us up every Mass, we then leave this place to lift up the world that really needs lifting up. Amen.